Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Talking about that, what did you see from CJ day one? What was your thoughts of what you saw from the quarterback?
Well, like I said, man, I thought what we saw was a very controlled, very conservative approach to offensive football today. There were no mistakes. Didn't seem like there wasn't, but a couple of balls on the ground, to be completely honest with you. And so. It was efficient. As D'Amico said, you got to take his word for it. The communication of all the signal callers today was tremendous. He said that in his time with the media. And, so it was a good day all in all. But we didn't see C.J. Stroud really push the ball down the field. What I saw that I really liked from C.J. Stroud in day one is there is clearly an emphasis on getting the football out.
I was about to say, you know, that's not something you didn't mind.
No, I love it. I mean, I think it should be the focus every day, every week at practice until C.J. Stroud finds the ability or matures to the level of where he can do that himself. And that's not a knock on C.J. Stroud. That's young quarterbacks. That's young, super gifted quarterbacks. They have to learn that. I mean, the hard thing for C.J. Stroud is going to be to go out there and commit to the boring stuff, whether you're talking about mechanics and technique work, or you're talking about how important the communication is, or you're talking about getting the football out of your hand and making everybody's job around you easy and getting the ball to the athletes and picking and choosing when and where you need to take your risk with the football. And more importantly with CJ, when and where to take the risk with your protection and your ability to stay healthy. Like, that's what CJ has to do. And I thought today was a very good day. I think it was very indicative of what the organization, I think D'Amico Ryans all the way down to C.J. Stroud and all the decision makers on the offensive side of the football, I think it was very clear what the focus is. We're going to run it. We're going to get the ball in the quarterback's hands. We're going to be really good at play action, and we're going to be really selective when we throw the football down the field. We're not going to go out to practice and air it out every damn day. Yeah, I mean, I like what I saw from C.J. Stroud today. It looked like he was committed to that approach.
Yeah, and I know the concern from some is maybe we weren't talking about C.J. in particular, but the overall offense is – the concern of potentially still taking the aggressive big play away from CJ by just drilling this in his head all the time and potentially missing out on big plays. And I think something you said within this too is there is going to be a process in which he just gets used to being able to do both, being able to take what is given to them and still be able to pull the trigger and hit the big plays.
Yep.
And to where it's not a trade-off, to where it's a, all right, well, now he's just, last year he was trying to get that puppy down the field, and now this year, none of that. It's just going to be all dump-offs, and there's not going to be any real fear. There's going to be a way to measure both of them.
Well, there's just a real take what they give you, and there's a real, to me, I've said it before, I think the hardest thing in the game of football is calling offensive plays. You can design the best. Hell, you can look at film from all over America the last 10 years, and you can put together a playbook that is beautiful, that has all the bells and whistles, that has great screen packages and quick packages and shot plays and all the different run games, and that's fine. But in the moment, calling plays is extremely difficult. From the quarterback's perspective, executing those plays is the most difficult thing in sports. And it's why it's the most difficult position to play, right? And so you look at those two things. What is the outward identity or approach that you are trying to take with the offensive unit this year? And I think that messaging is very clear with this group, Ron. And I think there's got to be a method to the madness. I do believe that last year, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I believe that last year, I think when you built the playbook for 2024, when you spoke into your quarterback on a consistent basis in 2024, when you literally called plays in 2024, you were hell-bent in doing things a certain way, which I believe was a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more down the field, a little bit more hold the football with your quarterback, right? This year, all of those things, the way it's built, the way you're speaking to your quarterback, needs to be get us in the right run play, communicate the hell out of things, never pass up for sure for some more. Just take to stay efficient, stay, keep everything in front of you, stay in front of the chains, ahead of the chains, and let's ride. And that look today was very indicative of that.
Yep. All right. One thing that was very also was also very clear was D'Amico Ryans as he spoke. And I'm going to let you listen to this. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I am not going to try to influence you at all. But when you hear him answer this question and how he answers it, what comes to your mind? What are you immediately thinking when he answers this question? He was just asked the question, what is it that excites you day one of training camp of a Nick Caserio offense?
Kaylin's offense is that it's evolving and it's being tailored toward the Houston Texans and the guys that we have on our roster. So what excites me the most is not just a copy and paste from other places that he's been, and he's been very successful at other places, but he's been very, very thorough with the installation process of where do we want to put our guys, what position, what's the best spot for our guys to be in. So when you look at it through that lens, it's going to be about the Houston Texans. And that's what I love most about the offense is him being able to be adaptable and put our guys where they need to be.
I know what I heard.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Jump in.
That's some shade.
When you heard that, what did you hear? All right, Tyler, you're jumping out. You said you heard some shade. He said,
possibly.
What he loves is that this is an offense tailored to the Houston Texans and the players that they have.
Yeah.
And
ain't no damn copy and paste offense up in H-Town right
I've
now.
I've never heard that choice words. That was interesting. No copy and paste. And it's not just something that he is using from his other stops that he's been at. There's a few things that there. Tyler, you saying shit. What was it that brought to your mind when you heard him speak of that? What did you think?
Oh, the copy and paste. It's not that offense. This ain't no cookie cutter deal. It's adaptable. It's geared towards the talent we got here in Houston with these Texans players. I can't help but immediately think that was a little shade tree over at Bobby Slowick.
Text line coming through. I heard F that Slowick.
Dang it, Bobby.
And we're looking into this. Like, there's no way to know for sure.
Text line also comes through. How can Ryan say he's been successful? He's not called any plays.
But it sounds like a little shade.
I'm not gonna lie. And maybe it's the way my mind works. I was maybe in a similar space as Tyler. I kind of heard this is what the hell. I haven't been getting.
Dang it, Bobby!
And maybe I'm on alert too, Clint, because I feel like I've been hearing this through CJ. I feel like Nico has said something in a similar vein. I feel like D'Amico has said something in a similar vein. I feel like Titus has said something in a similar vein. What did you hear? Did you hear Bobby Slowick? What did you hear when you heard that?
Well, look, I think we can everything we hear right now about the problem areas or the improvement or the difference between last year, we you can look at it as that's a shot at Bobby. So I don't think anybody's wrong for hearing shade being thrown at Bobby. I think when you talk about the offensive line play, when you talk about the quarterback having more control, when you talk about the cut and paste, offense or whatever the hell it was, he copy and paste, whatever he said. You know, I think all of those can be viewed as shots at Bobby Slowick. I personally would like to think that D'Amico Ryans is aware enough to know that he's the one that hired Bobby Slowick and brought him in here and talked him up for 2 years. Hopefully now he's not. Hopefully now is not the time where you flipped a script right there.
Ain't talking him up no more.
To me, the way my mind works, Ron, I went immediately to he probably hears all of the media, and really anybody with any sense that's talking about football is talking about the Texans is talking about Nick Caley and his history in New England and the Texans, New England of the South, Patriot South. And then all of a sudden it's McVay, and boy, is it going to be the McVay, San Francisco, LA Rams offense? What's it going to look like? And I heard it as him saying, nah, this ain't going to be none of that. This is Nick Caley putting it all together, and it's going to be the Caley offense.
I think that's another way to look at it.
Yeah, I would like to think that D'Amico's not as petty to the point of doing that.
That is
taking shots at Slowick and indirectly like that.
My thinking is, I've heard D'Amico, and I know D'Amico can be vague in answers and put out fires with an answer. This to me was one where he went in depth in a way where it was in a way where it feels like it maybe didn't have to go into depth. And knowing, as I think D'Amico is a very, very smart guy and is very, very calculated with what he says to the media, knowing that kind of answer would kind of bring up in people's minds. Now, the other part of that is, I'll be damned, boy, this Nick Caley must be the damn truth, Clint. Talking up stuff like Andy Reid, Sean McVay right there, Kyle Shanahan, baby. Like, this is a guy, man, it don't matter what you roll out there. Give him Mike Vick. He's got an offense for Mike Vick. Yeah. Give him Donovan McNabb. He's got an offense for Donovan McNabb. Give him Kevin Cobb. He's got an offense for – he'll do whatever. Like, he can roll with whatever. And to the what the texter said, dang, I ain't know all that.
Yeah,
he must be impressing the hell out of him during these camps and meetings.
I think that's my biggest Nick Caley, lead in here is we've heard Nico Collins with high praise. We've heard C.J. Stroud with high praise. We've heard D'Amico Ryans multiple times with high praise. We've heard Jake Andrews, one of the centers, with high praise. And not just high praise, hey, man, we really like this guy. He's a sharp guy. It goes from the energy and the vibe that he brings to practice immediately to, boy, this offense is going to be this, this, and that. And my deal is like, how the hell do you know? He's never called offenses. He's never coordinated anything. He's been a position coach. I'm with the texter on that one. Let's pump the brakes a little bit and let Nick Caley kind of get into his own and figure out who the hell he really is before we anoint him as this great play caller that somehow is going to have a playbook built around Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, Dalton Schultz, C.J. Stroud, and an offensive line that's been revamped. I mean, and by the way, there's two rookies that you're going to have to get into the fold too that are expected to play big time minutes.
I've seen some real successful guys out here who copy. What do you say? Copy and paste.
Yeah, it's all it's all copy paste. Don't let them fool you. It's all copy paste.
All right, it's Wednesday. That means it's a little stock up, stock down. We'll do a little stock up, stock down. Day one of training camp. Stock up, stock down with the Texans. It's back as we continue right here live on the drive.